Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday and our online chat together. We do have a worship service this evening at 7 o'clock in the chapel. If you miss Sunday and you'd like to attend, we'd love to see you in the chapel 7 o'clock this evening. This Sunday, August 27th, will be our final summer church service at 10 o'clock. And then on September 3rd, we return to our 9:30 a traditional and 11 o'clock contemporary service, so please make note of that. We're looking at several interesting doctrines that we've been talking about. The law of attraction we talked about last week, and this morning we're going to talk about a doctrine called oneness. This is a Pentecostal doctrine, essentially, which teaches that God is Unitarian. We've heard of Unitarian churches. There are still many in our country. And oneness theology is just a return to Unitarian teaching, or certainly similarities to it. The ancient version of oneness theology is called modalism, which teaches that God is one but not three distinct personalities. As Christians, we believe that God is one, which is the Hebrew word echad, hard to say, which is that God is ones, actually. And we see God expressing this many times in the Bible. For example, in Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our image. We believe that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that God is one, but He expresses himself in three personalities, Father, Son, and Spirit. And they have distinct qualities, which again would go against the teaching of the Unitarian doctrine or modalism. And let me just expand a little bit. So what they also deny, in denying the Trinity, they teach that God is one, and that he only like manifests himself in one form at one time. So God is one, but he takes different forms. So for example, God is manifested as Father in creation in the Old Testament. He's manifested as Son for our redemption in the New Testament, and as the Holy Spirit for our regeneration, and then of course the Holy Spirit after the ascension of Christ. But it's as if he can only be one of those at one time. Listen to John 14. There are many scriptures that certainly tell us that this is not true. In John 14, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Even there, he's talking about the Father as being a different person, even though they are one. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. And Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. And Jesus said, have I been with you so long that you still do not know me, Philip? How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? In the teaching of the Trinity, we believe that God the Father, again, expresses himself in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. And so Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And they can be on the scene at the same time, which is, again, is another problem for oneness theology. In their teaching, it's like they can't be in the same place at the same time, and yet we know that Jesus was present in creation. And Genesis 1, it talks about God creating the heavens and the earth, and the Spirit of God being present there at the same time with the Father. And then John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, and that He was the Creator, that nothing that's created is created without Him. And so Father, Son, and Spirit appeared together in Scripture all the time. And the plurality of words used to describe Father, Son, and Spirit. Again, let us make man in our image. The oneness theology is just one of those returns to Unitarianism and modalism. And accompanying oneness theology, there are other errors. And again, this is a primary a Pentecostal doctrine. They also teach that in order for you to be saved, that you must be baptized, and you must be baptized in the name of Jesus, even though Matthew 28, 19, and 20 says, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They believe that if you baptize, if you don't baptize only in the name of Jesus, that the baptism was not real and that you are not saved. They also teach that you must speak in tongues because that is the only way to prove that you have the Holy Spirit. And if you don't have the Holy Spirit, then you're not a Christian. And so you must speak in tongues. It's a requirement to be saved. And of course, the Apostle Paul in Corinthians said, talking to Christians, that not all speak in tongues. And so there are these type of errors accompanying the oneness theology. And unfortunately, what this does in the modern church, it just causes confusion and division. So we're going to talk more about some of these things when we get into some of these modern theologies creeping into the church, such as pluralism, universalism, mysticism, and Gnosticism, which of course is that there's a superior knowledge that you can have, and some Christians are better than others, and all kinds of divisive theologies. I would encourage you to study oneness theology, and you'll see why it is not compatible with Scripture. I do these little devotionals to get you thinking, and hopefully this is a little crazy stuff today, a little deeper perhaps, but I want you to think. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We believe in the Trinity. It's a biblical doctrine. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is ones. Let us create man in our image. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, and so on. God bless you as you contemplate these teachings, and I pray that God will help you to understand that oneness is a false doctrine. Father, help us as we study your word. There are many challenges, different theologies and heresies that creep into the church that we must be prepared for. And we must study to show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, that we rightly divide the word of truth. We pray in Jesus' name. Hope to see some of you tonight, and God bless you. Bye now.